Welcome to the Rick Fuller Podcast, presented by Rick Fuller, the team leader of the Rick Fuller team, which serves the San Francisco Bay Area and the greater Sacramento region. Rick is a community leader, national real estate coach, and real estate investing expert. One of the most important ways to promote your business is through real estate conversations. The hard part is, what do you say? If you're like me, the fear of rejection is also a big obstacle. Listen in as Rick shares with his team easy conversation starters to get the discussion going and keywords that eliminate the chance of rejection. As Rick says, ask better questions and get better decisions. Let's jump in.
Well, I am. I'm going to spend some time with you. And honestly, I'm not even sure how long I'm going to be talking to you about this topic because I really think it's going to be super helpful to you. And I'm asking you to stay the course and continue to come back because I'm going to give you more and more each week, definitely next week at the in-person team meeting. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and I don't do this very often, but if you apply what I'm going to teach you today, it will absolutely change your business 100%. Okay, how many people would agree with me? The worst time to think about what you're going to say is the moment you're saying it. So often, the worst time to think about what you're going to say is at the very moment you're saying it. Like, wouldn't it be better to pre-think how you're going to what you're going to say, what you're going to ask, and maybe even how you're going to respond? If you're ever in a heated conversation with your spouse, that's the wrong time to be thinking about what you're going to say. It would be much better that you decide in advance and change your words. You are going to change your world. Let's go to the next slide, Christina. I'm going to move through these quick, so you're going to have to pay real close attention. Olympic gold medalist, Dara Torres, she swam 25,000 meters a week to prepare herself for a single 50-meter swim that occurred only once in 4 years at the Olympics. Violinist Sarah Chang began practicing the violin at 4 years old and practiced several hours a day for 10 years to prepare herself to become the legend she is. There was a story written about her in the book called Outliers. Outliers talks about how there was a group of violinist analysts that reviewed 10,000 violinists. They organized them in three categories. That was the good ones. Those ones were better. And those were the best violinists. They then went to dissect what made them good, what made them better, and what made them best. And here's what they discovered. The good ones had practiced about 6,000 hours in their life. The better ones had practiced 8,000 hours in their life. But the best ones practiced over 10,000 hours in their life. SpaceX took 6 years and funded hundreds of millions of dollars to prepare itself to launch the Falcon 1 rocket that lasted for 60 seconds. I've seen the Falcon rocket. You only get a few seconds to watch it. It is seriously a major rocket. 6 years, hundreds of millions of dollars. So here's my question for you. Do you have a plan? Are you preparing for that listing appointment, that buyer rep appointment? Are you preparing for the next conversation you're going to have about real estate? Because your rocket fuel is your words. The words you choose and the ability to use them at the right time, the right moment. All great sales professionals understand the power of their words and the impact they can have. So my question for you, are you a professional using the right words at the right time? Or are you an amateur that figures it out on the spot, that tries to decide in the very moments it's the absolute worst time to decide what words you're going to use and how you frame the question? So what do you do when you're asked these, when you hear these statements? I'm just looking. How many people here have heard that one? How many people have, I already have an agent. Can you lower your commission? My home is worth more than that. That home is worth less than that. I don't need an agent. I can do it myself. Have you ever heard any of these phrases? Raise your hand. Say yes. Okay. I think we all have. How do you respond? And have you pre-decided? Have you planned? And have you prepared yourself for the right response. Because if you have not, friends, you are not a professional, you're an amateur. And we work around this call, around this team, with the best professionals in the industry. And today I'm not interested in giving you a script or even a track. I want to help you frame questions better. And by framing them better, have more of the outcome and the results, and maybe help you feel more comfortable. Is that fair enough? You and I know, if you've been on the team for more than 5 minutes, we're a big advocate of kind of trying to make the complex simple. And we found that there are five things that you can do. They're behaviors that if you do them, they lead to certain results. Not all five of them are created equal. The number one thing that you and I can do to have better results in our real estate business is to have more real estate related conversations. There's not even a close second. The close second is way many laps behind you and I having more and more conversations. So here's my question for you, and I'm looking around at each and every one of you. Is it true, because it is for me, that you do not have as many conversations as you would like to, maybe as you should, as a result of feeling rejected? You don't want to feel rejected. Be true. I'm looking around. You lenders on the call, I'm asking you the same question. That we don't ask, we don't engage in a conversation because we don't want to feel rejected. And so today I want to give you three simple frames that you can frame your questions in such a way where you will not feel rejected. You will feel very, very comfortable, because nobody wants to be put in a place where they feel rejected, embarrassed, or they put somebody on the spot. That's not what we're about. We are not about high-pressured sales. We are about you being a professional so that you can serve and help more people. And there's no better way to ramp up your real estate business and help other people get what they want in their business than to start it with real estate-related conversations. The power behind the question. So let me ask you, who is the person in control in a conversation? Who's the person that's in control in a conversation? Is it not the person asking the question? Are they not in control of where that conversation goes? In reality, I'm giving you a question to articulate my point. John, we could have been talking about a Pontiac GTO. We didn't. Andrew, we could be talking about dogs and puppies, and we didn't. Shelby, we could be talking about shoes. Rebecca, we could be talking about, you know, whatever. But the person that is in control in a conversation is the one that asks the question. It frames the conversation. It puts you and I in a place where when we ask the questions, we're steering the conversation in a direction that we want it to go. And if you're not asking the question, then you're not in the driver's seat of the conversation. You're in the passenger seat of the conversation. And that's when you're going to feel awkward. And that's when you're going to feel uncomfortable. So the person who's in control of a conversation is the one that's asking the questions. And here's why this is important. Questions start conversations, yes? Conversations build relationships, yes? Relationships create opportunities. And opportunities lead to decisions. So friends, if you and I want to have better decisions for our clients, our family, our friends, it's got to start with you and I being able to ask better questions. Now we're in the driver's seat of that conversation. We're moving it in the right direction. And maybe I need to ask for forgiveness from you, because I always come to you and say, go have more real estate related conversations. 34 of them lead to $100,000. 68 of them lead to $200,000. But maybe I haven't given you the easy baby steps of how do you ask questions that start real estate related conversations. Maybe in essence, I've kind of picked up midway. And if I take a step back and I give you a framework or just a few simple words that you could use at the right time, you'd be able to ask good questions, which would start good conversations, which would build relationships, create opportunities that lead to better decisions. Next slide. All right, so here's my first of them. And this one, by the way, is my favorite. You should know that I never give you anything I would not do or I am not doing myself. So I've been working with this person for some time. I want to do business with this person. And I had sent them an email and they had responded back. And they had said just yesterday, I'm not interested. And I thought, I'm going to reframe this question. And I reframed it with these words. I said, I'm not sure this is for you, but, and I went on to ask her what I had to ask her. She responded back to me remarkably with a 180 degree change in her direction and said, yeah, I would like to talk to you about that. I am interested. Simply by using this frame to frame the conversation, I'm not sure this is for you, but I'm at an open house on Saturday. Would you like to join us? I'm not sure this is for you, but we have a really cool new listing coming on the market, perfect for first-time investors. I'm not sure this is for you, but I noticed Zillow's estimate appears to be off in your community. I'm not sure this is for you, but we have a great relationship with our lender who have awesome down payment assistant programs for first-time buyers. I'm not sure this is for you, but you know, but someone needs to learn more about learning more about real estate in this market. This, I'm not certain this was for you. I'm not sure this is for you. Frame to whatever you're asking, doesn't it in essence kind of eliminate the rejection concern? Like if I ask you, I'm not sure this is for you, like I'm giving you the ability to be a little more comfortable in the conversation. And maybe I'm even sparking interest to say, what are you talking about? You're not sure this is for me. Now I'm actually interested in what you have to say as a result of you're not sure it's for me. This I'm not sure this is for you is an easy way to start a conversation that usually includes a question that leads someone to a place that's very, very comfortable. It is never awkward. And the person that's asking never feels rejected. I'm not sure this is for you, Kanoa, but I'm not sure this is for you, Andrea, but I'm not sure that this is for you, Linda, but this little frame, by adding this to whatever you're going to say, can help you ask better questions, which can lead to better conversations, which can lead to better opportunities and better decisions. Okay, let me give you number two. That was number one. I'm not sure this is for you, but here's number two. And I want you to really think of this one. Don't jump ahead on me. Here's the number two. Who do you know that is? Now watch what I'm not doing. Who do you know that is interested in buying or selling? No, I'm not doing that. Who do you know that needs to sell their house today? I'm not doing that. Okay, do not ask who do you know that is looking to buy or sell real estate. Listen, we live in a world where so many people are our customers, and because so many are our customers, nobody becomes our customer, yes? Because we are so general. If you said, who do you know, and you have no specifics, it's all in generalizations. We do not come to a name or a profession or a title in mind. It's so broad that because we think of nobody, we get an answer with nobody. Here's what I am asking you to do. Who do you know that is moving into the area? Who do you know who is considering moving out of state? Who do you know that is considering needing to move to a bigger home? Who do you know that may be interested in investing in real estate? This is not who do you know that's buying and selling real estate now or in the near future. That's not worth saying. This is you taking this to a circumstance. Who do you know that is? By the way, I do this to you all the time, don't I? I'll say to you, who do you know that would make a great transaction coordinator? Who do you know that would make a great administrative assistant? Who do you know that would be a great concierge? In other words, I'm taking this from the abstract and I'm making it into a circumstantial question that most people say, I do know somebody that's moving to Tennessee and Texas or Idaho. I do know somebody that's moving in that's being relocated by Google or Chevron or Facebook or Twitter or whatever. I do know somebody whose home is too small and needs a bigger home. This simple question that starts with who do you know that is and then goes to a circumstance is a very easy conversation starter that is rejection free. All right, let's go to the third one and the final one. And I love, love, love this one. And it goes like this. Just curious, how open-minded are you to? Just curious, how open-minded are you to? By the way, what is the opposite of being open-minded? Is it not being closed-minded? Now, let me ask you, of all the people on the call, how many people think they're open-minded? Raise your hand. How many people think you're closed-minded? Raise your hand. Hello? Nobody. Nobody thinks they're... Okay, one thinks they're closed-minded. Most people you are talking to think that they're open-minded. They think that they have an open mind to new ideas, new strategies, maybe a second opinion. Most people think that they are. So if you were to ask, just curious, how open-minded are you to? Most people say, yes, I'm open-minded. I'm very open-minded to. And conversely, they would say, I'm not closed-minded to it, so tell me more. Just curious, how open-minded are you to selling your home while the market is hot? Just curious, how open-minded are you to buying an investment property for your future? Just curious, how open-minded are you to getting pre-approved by a trusted lender? Just curious, how open-minded are you to learning more about ADUs? Just curious, how open-minded are you to getting a second opinion on your insurance? This just curious, how open-minded are you to, is an easy way to start a conversation that leads to a deeper relationship, which leads to more opportunities, which leads to better decisions, which leads to us being able to help and serve more people. So what am I asking you to take away from this conversation? Do for others what you would want done for yourself. What am I asking you to take away from this conversation? Don't make your business complicated. Make it simple. Great leaders are always great simplifiers. Use these frames. They're not scripts. They're genuine ways to ask questions and to start a conversation. And use all the things we teach you every single week to fill in those so that you can have meaningful conversations with people. As you take these baby steps and you start using these frames, what you're going to find is that you're going to feel less rejection. You're going to feel less fearful. You're going to feel more confident, and you're genuinely going to ask the question to see if you can serve them. And this is a great way to initiate a conversation.